What is this? Is like the sound of what it, like Big Fatty's gone for a week, and so everyone has to like do some kind of sound effect on the show now.
Darling,
is Big Fatty gone?
The universe has missed its quota of fart sound effects this week since Big Fatty's been gone, and so you guys are trying to make up for it. Oh God!
It's a solo effort.
Oh.
I don't even want to know what that one was. All right, so the... Oh, I'm being told by the chat room that Big Fatty has indeed uploaded 5 shows just 1 hour ago.
He must be back.
I'm guessing
he must be back. You muted me because you thought I was going to do the...
No, I muted you because I was coughing.
Oh.
Because I still have my damn cold. Anyway, so the point is that I guess Big Fatty's back, so we don't need the sound effects anymore. So the sound effects balance of the universe has been restored.
Excellent.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's a solo effort.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 307 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to just sort of get back into routine, because y'all, for the last weekend and yesterday, everything was just so discombobulated. Oh, Big Fatty, are you going to be okay? Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Big Fatty, y'all, we have reached the middle of the week, and Big Fatty is glad of it, y'all. I'm just glad of it. So, y'all, a couple of things that I just want to catch up on. First of all, I have not told you about the coupon this week, and y'all, the new grocery circular comes out tomorrow, but y'all, they have the good butter on sale this week. I told you that last week, and I did go out and I did get it, and they also had bacon on sale. It was not the good pepper bacon, and there was no limit of 5 pounds. But y'all, I spent $39.14 and I saved $17.26. So that's not too bad. About a third, maybe not quite a third, about 30%. So not bad. Big Fatty, you done okay. And that's a good thing, y'all, because I got my my investment. You know, they send you the paperwork about every 3 months, so you don't get depressed about how your investments are doing. Well, since all of this mess started, Big Fatty's lost about a third of what he had. So, Big Fatty won't be retiring anytime soon. So, wop, wop. And, y'all, today, Wednesday, the 8th, Miss Kitty is heading out to the Gay Paris. That's the Gay Paris, y'all. Miss Kitty is, and Big Fatty's got to take Miss Kitty to the Aeropuerto. That is Mexican for airport. And then I have to pick Miss Kitty up again. When do I pick Miss Kitty up again? On the 19th. Miss Kitty's going to be gone a while, y'all. Y'all, I got something from the Delta today that you could use your Sky Miles and take 25% off from certain cities and stuff like that. Y'all, I could have flown first class to the Amsterdam for 75,000 Sky Miles, y'all, and Big Fatty's got that many. So, y'all, I can't tell you that it didn't almost tempt me to do it. Because, you know, Big Fatty loves to go to the Amsterdam, y'all. Ooh, lordy. So, but y'all, it would be like the day after I got back from the gay days. Because you had to travel. You have to make your reservations by the 20th of April. And you have to complete your travel by the 15th of June. And y'all, I just can't do that much. It's too much for Big Fatty. It's just too much. But I sure would like to fly first class to Amsterdam, to Schiphol. That's Schiphol Airport, y'all. I am officially worried. I am officially worried because, y'all, seriously, I think something's happened to Straight Bob. You know, he is my straight boyfriend that lives down there in the Australias. And y'all, he has just disappeared. Y'all, his picture has even vanished. It has vanished from the BFO map. It's gone. Y'all, and he was standing there holding his big stick and everything. And it is gone, y'all. I don't know what has happened. I don't know if maybe he has decided that he does not want to be Big Fatty's straight boyfriend anymore. I don't know if I said something that made him mad. I just don't know. But y'all, I'm worried. And you know, even if he doesn't want to be the straight boyfriend anymore, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to be worried about it. I am worrying about him like Julie worries about me. And I know Julie's been worried. And now that she knows that I'm worried, she's going to be even more worried. So, and I'm waiting for the map to load, and it's just not fucking loading at all. So, y'all, but anyway, if Straight Bob is out there, just know that Big Fatty is missing you. I miss you. And, you know, I miss Larry the Lurker also. I haven't heard from Larry the Lurker in a while either. In fact, there's quite a few. In fact, if this map will load, I am going to do some. I'm not going to do shout-outs. I'm going to call you out. But you looks like you're going to be saved because the map is not loading, y'all. Big Fatty's map isn't loading. Wah-heh. Y'all, did you enjoy the show yesterday with the cast of Shadowlot? Y'all, that just came up at lunch over the weekend, and or at brunch on Sunday. And Big Fatty broke into song of Never Let It Be Forgot That Once There Was a Shadowlot, you know. And Big Fatty's Shadowlot. Y'all, speaking of Shadowlot, Archer has now had two shows about constipation. Y'all, I do not understand why he and Miss West are so constipated. I mean, y'all, yesterday, when was it? It was Monday. Big Fatty had two enormous shadowlots. And, I mean, it was like, oh, Big Fatty, you got to hurry and get to the new toilets. And by the way, Mr. Larry Vader and Ron Prada Soho and Tim Cornwall, that he's the patron saint of the BFO, they all got to experience the brand new the water-saving toilets that are like, ah! You know, hysterectomy toilets. But, y'all, what was I going to say about that? Oh, y'all, have you been over to the Kim Beaver and seen the picture? She's found a picture of the patron saint. And, y'all, it's funny. So you need to go over there to the Kim Beaver's Lodge and see the picture. Y'all, the map is just not going to load. It is not loading. Perhaps Straight Bob's picture is trying to be reloaded. I don't know. But anyway. Y'all, I do want to talk to you about a few things that have come in the e-letter box. And Miss Kathy has sent me something about... she is in D.C. Archer? Oh, but Archer's not there. Oh, well, Miss Kathy, she sent me some sort of picture about she can't, about eating a banana and not feeling perverted or something. I don't know what that means. Oh, don't read this on the air. Never mind. Let's see. Tara, y'all, I haven't heard from Tara in a while. She's up there in the Michigan. And she says, Big Fatty, it looks like your influence has spread. Are you on a quest for world ruination? And I'm not. But, y'all, it has spread. And, y'all, she sent me an article about bacon. And it's a bacon explosion. Everybody's talking about bacon now. And, y'all, it's true. Everywhere you turn, there's bacon being talked about. Y'all, Kim Beaver also made me up a pooperation. You know the operation game where she put it as Big Fatty's head on the operation man. Although I expected there to be different body parts that had to be removed. But y'all, that's just asking too much. It's almost like I'm going to be like Daniel Brewer. He asked so much of his listeners. I heard Miss West getting on him about that. Y'all, Eric out there in the Denver was the one that was raising hell about the gin. And, you know, I read his response to Brian and Danbury about the gin being fucking disgusting. And I responded to him by saying, it sounds like someone has had a very bad experience with gin. And y'all, Big Fatty has a theory. And the theory is that you either love gin or you had a very bad experience with it. Okay, that's just, in my many years on this earth, which are nowhere near the number of years of the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Anyway, in many years of experience on this earth, I have noticed that people either love gin or they had a very bad experience with it. Well, sure enough, Eric out there in the Denvers has had a... he was raising hell about the gin being fucking disgusting. I wrote it where it sounds like someone had a very bad experience with it. And y'all, he writes me back, well, I'll spare the details, but it involves a garden hose, a patient and friendly host, and a kitchen towel that was completely ruined. And y'all, the first time I read it, I put a comma after patient. And so it was, but it involves a garden hose, a patient, a friendly host, and a kitchen towel. And y'all, I'm going, a patient? Oh, Lord. But then I went back and read it again. It was a patient and friendly host. So, Eric, we will give you a pass on hating gin because you've had a very bad experience with it. Y'all, evidently the Blowing It Out with Big Fatty segment has been very popular. And... Anyway, I am going to only do that every now and then because, you just can't blow it out every day. Y'all, Trucker Alex has sent me a picture, and evidently Archer doesn't have any money because he's opened a trucking company, y'all. And the trucking company is the CRS Express Incorporated. Y'all, I swear to God, it is the picture of a tractor trailer truck with CRS written on the side of it. CRS Express Incorporated. Y'all might want to goggle that and just take a look at it. So anyway, evidently Trucker Alex did not come to the Sordid Lives. And you didn't miss anything. And y'all, David, that Blue Jeans guy has sent me another bacon article. And it is about the new... You know, they used to have the turducken. Well, now they've added... bacon to it. And it is now the turbacon duckin, which is a chicken stuffed with duck stuffed in a turkey all wrapped in bacon. Ugh. Y'all, that just makes me want to throw up right now. Big Fatty is not so keen on the turbacon duckin. So, anyway. However, Big Fatty is a bacon trendsetter. Trendsetter. That's all I got to say. So, anyway, y'all, a couple of things I want to talk about also, and these are some TV shows, but these are not, we're not going to go down into the Fat Cave because we're not talking about the quiz programs, we're just talking about TV shows. Y'all, I was watching the Saturday Night Live, and this Saturday, they are going to have on the Saturday Night Live, the host is going to be that Zac Efron. And, he is in that new movie, 17, that debuts on the 17th of April. And, y'all, he's a cutie patootie. And so you might want to put that in your TiVo. So, because, you know, I know most of you are going to be up, won't be up that late. So put it in your TiVo, and then you get to see that Zac Efron. Y'all, is that, I always thought the Efron was that stuff you squirted up your nose when you were congested, but maybe not. So, anyway, but that Zac Efron, he can squirt up my nose anytime. Oh, Big Fatty, you went there. You shouldn't have gone there, Big Fatty. You just shouldn't have gone there. So, anyway, y'all, I don't know when it debuts, but it debuts sometime soon. And that's this Harper's Island. Have you heard about this? This is that, it's some sort of mystery show that is gonna, it's a special television event, the Harper's Island. But it debuts sometime this week. I want to say it's Thursday, but I don't know. I guess I could look at the TiVo and see when it's got it coming in. But, you know, that would not be good podcasting. And, you know, y'all, there's enough bad podcasting out there as it is. Although Archer is off this week. So there's not nearly as much bad podcasting out there as there normally is. And anyway, Big Fatty is going to see when the Harper's Island debuts. And we're waiting for it to come up. And Big Fatty is not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. Harper's Island, Thursday night at 10:02 p.m. 10:02 p.m., who knew? But that debuts then. And I'm just going to read what the TiVo has to say. And the first episode is WHAP, W-H-A-P. 7 years after his mother and five others were murdered on Harper's Island, Abby Mills returns for her wedding, for the wedding of her best friend, but a week of celebration turns to a fight for survival as ... There's more to it, but I'm not going to read that. But y'all, it's some kind of special thing that it's only going to go on through early July, I think. And I don't know what makes it so special, other than there's a definite end to it already. So, you know, that's something good right there. And y'all, do you watch the South Park? Because the South Park had a recent episode. If you don't watch the South Park, you ought to watch this one. And it was about queefing. And y'all, the boys over there at the PNS Explosion, I don't know if you know them or not, but they're always talking about the queefing over there. And anyway, this one was, the whole episode was about women were queefing as much as men farted, and that the men thought it was just disgusting when they would queef, and of course the women think it's disgusting when the men fart. So, you know, it was one of those kinds of things that it was queef and fart and queef, and finally they outlawed queefing. But anyway, y'all ought to go over there and check that one out, because it was really quite humorous. So, did I tell you that Straight Bob has died? He hadn't died. He's gone. He's gone, y'all. He's just gone. Y'all, I've just come from a special coal mine dinner. And it was okay. The meal was pretty good. It was pretty good. And but the speaker, y'all, oh my God, rambled and nattered, and it's just Big Friday, how can you stand to listen to this? And y'all, it made me think. Oh dear Gussie, it made me think. Y'all, how do y'all stand to listen to Big Fatty natter on and on and on? But, you know, anyway, I'm glad you do, y'all. And y'all, I have a couple of news articles that I will talk about maybe on tomorrow's show. And but I'll go ahead and I'll give you a little preview of it. We have an article on Mr. Poopy Pants. And we have an article on the Testicle Festival. Because y'all, you know, if you're going to learn about the Testicle Festival or Mr. Poopy Pants, it really is best if you learn about those.
It's a solo effort.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.